Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, reminder to watch our show on YouTube when you can. Show on YouTube all 5 days of the week. So we broadcast on draft day. No time's yours this segment. We want to prioritize some other calls and content. When we do time's yours, always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. All right, let me give you a little write-up here. There's really four players that, unless the Sixers trade like way down, there's really four players that it is believed they are choosing between for pick three. And those four players are Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, and Con Knipple. I'm going to give you just a quick little synopsis as ESPN presents on each player, just so you're really informed for tonight. Draft is now in 10 and a half hours. So here's the ESPN write-up on Ace Bailey, and I won't read it all, but I'm just going to give you strengths and weaknesses for each player as ESPN surmises it. Strengths for Ace Bailey, who, by the way, is a 6'7" guy from Rutgers, says Bailey is a dynamic shot maker with great size. He can score from all over the floor, and he puts points on the board in bunches when he finds an offensive rhythm. He also brings a high level of intensity defensively while making an impact in transition with his strong physical tools. Sounds good. I mean, that stuff sounds good. Weaknesses. His tendency to lean on tough shots has hurt his efficiency this season, as his decision-making, ball-handling ability, passing, and off-ball defense are still in the early stages of development.
And he's the only U.S. player to not have worked out for any team.
Correct. Correct. So, all right, there you go with Ace Bailey. VJ Edgecombe. And by the way, the ESPN ranks Bailey as the third-ranked player. But
quick question before we move on from Ace. Does it make you feel better about him not working out with the Sixers, the fact that he didn't work out with anybody?
Yes.
Me too.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, VJ Edgecombe, who ESPN has the Sixers picking, for what it's worth. And a lot of people think that's who the Sixers will get at three. So, shooting guard from Baylor, 6'4". Here's what they say for his strengths. Edgecombe is the most explosive athlete in the draft. He complements his considerable upside as a playmaker defensively with an evolving perimeter skill level and feel for the game. His weaknesses. They write, how Edgecombe operates on and off the ball at Baylor, his ball handling, ability to play with pace and make shots off the dribble are still a work in progress. All right. Make of it what you will. Trey Johnson, he's another to consider. Shooting guard from Texas. Some people think they're just going to swoop in and get him or trade down to get him. He's maybe you can get him at 5'6", 7" kind of guy. All right. Trey Johnson, he's 6'4". He's from Texas. He's almost 6'5". Strengths. Johnson's a dynamic shot maker. He puts relentless pressure on opposing defenses as a freshman at Temple with his insatiable hunger for putting the ball in
Texas.
The basket.
Ooh. You said Temple.
Definitely not Texas.
I was like, bro.
I was like, what did I miss last season?
Eddie Jones and Aaron McKay are back at Temple. You know what I mean? Mark Macon.
Boo Harvey.
You know? Yes. McGonagall Hall is rocking again. All right, I'm sorry. Trey Johnson at Texas. All right, weaknesses. He's still figuring out how to score efficiently inside the arc, leaning heavily on his ability to make tough shots while looking unengaged at times defensively. That's always scary. It raises questions about how he impacts winning on nights that his jump shot is not falling. Okay? I can't stand guys that don't try much defensively. That's irritating. And then finally, Con Knipple. Again, like Johnson, more in the probably if they trade down to 5'6", 7". Con Knipple from Duke. 6'5", it says strengths. Knipple is an outstanding shooter with an excellent feel for the game as a passer.
He's taller than 6'5", Joe.
Okay. It's what it says. As a passer and as a defender, which gives him a high floor as a plug-and-play wing.
He can do it all, and he can step right in and give you a chance. That's assuming Joel and Paul decide they want to try.
He'll be 20 when the season starts. So he's the guy of these four that would be the oldest if you want to chase a best you can be next year. Weaknesses for him, it says, with an average combination of length and explosiveness. There are question marks surrounding how his shot creation, finishing, and one-on-one defensive prowess will translate against better competition. Put another way, hopefully.
But when Cooper Flagg went down and Duke needed someone to step up and take over in the ACC tournament, he was awesome.
And he played well in that game. I know. So he better be better than Kyle Korver. And I like Kyle Korver, but sometimes I hear this and I think, is he just Kyle Korver? And listen, God bless Kyle Korver. He's a good second round pick, but you want more, you want more oomph. All right, phone calls. Let's get it rocking here. Jordan right now in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Philadelphia and Morning Show. It's actually Jordan live from the Atlantic City Boardwalk on a 91-degree day this morning.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm 10 miles into a half marathon today, so I stopped to take the call. If I'm breathing a little heavy, I apologize. But, 45 miles up here, and I might stop by and see you guys at the Borgata on Friday. I'm thinking about taking a jog all the way around the inlets of the Borgata.
So nice.
You just run everywhere, Jordan?
If I didn't, John, I would get real fat because of my insatiable love of food.
How far do you run, like, on an average day?
On a day like today, it looks like speed walking. On a day where it's slightly cooler, I look like the worst Olympian ever.
Wow. So how far do you think you go? Like, in how many steps are you going to take every day this week?
So Monday I did 23 miles. It was about 40,000 steps. And yesterday I did 21. It's about 37,000.
That's incredible, man. Good
I've never heard anything like that. That's amazing.
That's impressive.
Don't your knees
the
hurt?
The more I call, everything hurts, but I'm 41 years old. So it's just part of the course at this point.
Wow.
What do you got on the sports scene, Jordan?
I got to say, Ben Davis, congratulations to your son. The interview where you got choked up and held it together as a father of two boys, Ben, that was a really, really beautiful moment. And I just want to congratulate you on raising a fine young man. And, for all of us getting to see what it's like, because my kids are not going to be in the College World Series. I love them to death, but they're going to excel in other areas. But, Ben, that was a really beautiful moment.
Thank you very much, Jordan. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I was at dinner with my 11-year-old, and I was talking about some things that made me proud that he's done, and I started to tear up, and he says, Dad, you only cry at the good stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's how it should be. That's how you want it in life, right? You want to cry at the good stuff.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I'm a free man for a month. My kids are at overnight camp, and I'm just here at the shore with my wife, and last night she wants to go out to dinner. And I said, honey, the Phillies were off yesterday. It's an 8:00 game. Let me make some dinner at home tonight. We'll sit down. We'll watch a really good Phillies game. And needless to say, my night didn't go the way I was hoping it would.
Well, you know what the crazy thing is? Because I hear the sarcasm in your voice. That start by Ranger, probably a top 5 start they've had all season. I mean, he was so amazing in that game. And to blow that game is really, really disappointing and frustrating.
I mean, that's why you want to throw the remote control at the television, not even at the last out, but just at the bottom of the lineup and the ineptitude there. And, when I checked the lineup card last night, I'm wondering why we even put some of these guys out. I mean, we just came off a Monday rest day. I find myself super concerned with what they're saying for Harper right now. It feels very much like the Embiid situation. There's a problem.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Trying to fix it. We've got no time frame. We can't give you any specifics. And, we can't win games with this lineup. You want to do it 1 every 20, that's fine. But, this guy's got to start getting back. And Dombrowski is on this worldwide media tour talking out of both sides of his mouth about players on the injured list. And I don't know what to believe from this guy anymore.
I agree with that. Even some of the stuff in the update, like, maybe not that inclined to trade
for
a bet.
Yeah, that was so, and just
but he may, that might be posturing and not seem desperate.
Well, also just the way he was talking about the window. Yeah, it's closing, but it's not closing. And like, yeah, oh, no. He was like, we have a lot of young, good players. Like who?
I played
like
in the minors, maybe. The
like what young, good players on the major league roster do we have outside of,
here's
I mean,
what
Lizardo's kind of young. Like,
yeah, I guess
later
Lizardo
in the
would
piece,
count.
He said that, I mentioned Justin Crawford. We won't hesitate to bring him up. Okay.
Yeah.
Try it, because what you're doing right now is terrible.
Yeah, it's brutal out there in center field. All right, Jordan, I need an answer. A great scene based on a real-life location.
So the location is Tom's Restaurant on the Upper West Side of New York, featured as monks in Seinfeld. And the scene for me is the marine biologist where George picks the golf ball up and Kramer goes, is that a Titleist?
All right, Jordan, you got
it's a great scene.
Is it a classic Seinfeld scene?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's
yeah,
a big one.
One of the most classic.
Yeah. A big one.
That's why I'm asking. All right, Hassan
maybe
and Strawberry.
Maybe watch Seinfeld and you can maybe, answer that question for yourself.
Maybe. Hassan and Strawberry Mansion. Yo, Hassan. Hassan, not ready to roll. Let me give you some Paul George audio, because Vijay Edgecombe is who it might be tonight. A lot of people think that is who the Sixers will draft. Paul George on his podcast yesterday referenced, you know, talked about Vijay Edgecombe. Let's listen to what he said.
I like Vijay. I thought he showed tremendous upside in, you know, when he played with Bahamas. And it's almost funny because watching it, he stood out, but I didn't know the name. Like, I didn't know that was the player that went to Baylor and that's who, you know, the kid was. But watching him, and they said how young he was, and I was like he's competing, you know, playing against, you know, top talent, and he's dunking on him. He's blowing by him. He was making impact. Like, he was an impactful player.
He's the one most people seem to think at this point the Sixers will draft. We shall see. We'll know in a few hours. Hassan and Strawberry Mansion. What's going on, Hassan?
Not much. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, Hassan.
I got a little message for you, Maury. I hear this guy, he's good. He's 6'4 and all that. I don't need him. I've got Maxey. I've got McCain. Let's just stand pack with them. Build around them. Get me somebody that's 6'8", 6'9", that can match up down the line with your Pascal Siakam. Possibly a Giannis.
So are you saying Ace Bailey because he's long, or are you saying make a trade?
No, I'm saying get somebody, Ace Bailey's because he's long, or somebody similar. He's not the only 6'8 wing guard in the draft. Like, find me somebody like Jalen Williams, 6'8", do everything. He might went to San Diego State because his grades wasn't as good to get in Duke or somewhere. Like, get me somebody that can play the game of basketball.
Well, I like your idea conceptually. The problem is it has to be an actual guy, and if he's deemed not to be that good, that's a problem. Because I agree with you. I mean, conceptually, you're describing a fit that is better. But if the guard is perceived to be a better player for the next 10 years, then we got a problem here.
Perception, I don't really care about your perception. Because their perception drafted Markelle Fultz number one.
Yeah, well, you know what, Hassan? I got to give this to Daryl Morey, because we've ripped him a lot, rightfully so, over the last 12 months or so. He's actually made some great picks. I mean, his first, I think, was Maxey. The last one that mattered was McCain. They got some guys in the second round last year. Like, we got to give Morey credit for how. I mean, McCain was a tremendous pick.
McCain was a tremendous pick. And I'm going to be one, to be honest, I didn't want him. But he was a great pick.
Yeah, it's the one thing he's done well.
Hassan,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got to move fast. Now you can win the tickets for Bare Naked Ladies. Best scene, real life location in it. What do you got?
Independence Day, the White House getting blown up.
Interesting.
Classic.
Yeah.
With it not being real,
it's not as striking, it's not as stunning if it's not the White House.
It's not.
That really is a massive.
But it's not, right? Because it's not real. The White House didn't actually.
A lot of these things aren't real.
King Kong wasn't
shoot all this. Yeah, King Kong on the Empire State Building. Really, dude?
Do you think he was on there?
Giant.
Okay.
You know, it was a little model that they used in 1933.
Settle down.
Again, I'm going to reference Derek from earlier. You make everything more complicated.
Yes. Like, what are you talking about?
King Kong really happened?
All right. Well, we got to come up with a winning.
No, Godzilla did.
Sorry. All right, winning answer. I got six written down here as real possibility. Statue of Liberty, Planet of the Apes. Rocky won the steps when he runs up there the second time in Rocky
1. That's so huge.
Huge. Streets of Chicago, Ferris Bueller, the parade. The Rock and Alcatraz, pretty good answer, but not quite the best scene. Got to say, it's not the best scene. King Kong, Empire State Building. You guys love the Seinfeld answer, so consider it as you will, Independence Day with the White House. I'm thinking Rocky, I'm thinking Statue of Liberty in Planet of the Apes, I'm thinking Chicago with Ferris Bueller, and I'm thinking King Kong with...
I think it's Rocky or Planet of the Apes.
I like King Kong. No? Okay.
Right. Yeah, no, King Kong. King Kong's up there,
all
right, for sure.
I got one like for that. King Kong from Devin. Ben, what do you got?
I'm going King Kong.
Two for King Kong. Seltzer?
I'm really torn on this. I think King Kong is great, but I'm going Rocky.
Rocky steps for me.
All right, that's 2-2. So let's know...
Rocky...
3-2. I'm going Rocky over the top. Congratulations, Derek. You have won the tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies. All great answers, but, I mean, come on. I mean, Rocky steps, how do you beat it? Everyone, have a great rest of the day. Look, enjoy the draft. Hopefully we do. Enjoy the draft tonight. We'll see if it's a kid in a pick or more of an adult in a trade. I don't know. We'll see. Plus the Phillies later today. All that and more we'll cover tomorrow. Plus what Dombrowski said in this interview. We'll get to it all up ahead tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.